Anybody outside the network. So again, it's a contact sport, just like finding motivated sellers. You got to do the same things. It's a funnel. So you need an investor funnel. So you need a way to reach them. So you do that through one to many is the best way. So you can do webinars like this where you put messaging out on Facebook. You can do YouTube channels, show them what you do, where you let people know, hey, we work with private lenders on our deals. If you're interested in putting your cash to work, let me know. So there's messaging you can use that's legal with Facebook advertising when you show off, say, hey, I had an investor that made X amount of dollars on this deal. If you have cash sitting on the sidelines, give me a call. I'll show you how it works. Or you can do events and you can invite people to come and you do a webinar like this online and talk one to many. That's the best way to do it. And then you do a presentation and show how it works. Networking, pretty much anywhere you go, there's people with money, especially right now. There's a ton of money just sitting in money markets right now, earning 5%. Like over a trillion, it's either 1 or 3 trillion. I think it's 3 trillion in money markets right now, just sitting around. People have self-directed IRAs they can use to loan money to you. So wealth managers know those people. They encourage their clients to invest in real estate and do alternative investments. And there's a lot of people that do private lending that if you just let people know and ask, right? So whenever you're talking to somebody like your family, say, do you know anybody else that would like to get involved and do these deals like you and I are doing? So you always want to ask if they know anybody else or if there's anybody else that they can think of that you should talk to. But the biggest thing is just networking, being involved in just community groups of entrepreneurs and business people that have resources and funds. You want to hang out where the money is, charity events, community events, golf tournaments. Then there's deliberate groups, meetups, Facebook groups, things like that for real estate investing, where you can go where a lot of private lenders go that look for deals and look for people to invest in. A lot of private lenders go to real estate meetups looking for good, qualified people to invest with. There's a lot of people looking for money, but not all of them are worthy of it. So they'll go there looking for good people to do deals with.